With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
How could I, or anyone who has learned as much as I have from children, ever be patronizing to my teachers?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor, would you be mine?
That's Fred Rogers, who's Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on television, has entertained and educated children and adults since 1962.
Something must have happened with me when I was a kid to have learned that children have an enormous amount of value. Otherwise, I don't think that I would have been able to use my whole professional life in working with children.
In addition to his television work, Fred Rogers is writing a series of books on the experience of growing up for preschool children, published in both hard and soft cover by Putnam. There are now six, the most recent called Moving and Making Friends.
We do two of these each year, and they're turning into quite a library, and these are first experiences in the lives of children.
And you know, the best kind of neighbors try to talk with each other about important things, because there's so much to try to understand. So much to understand.
Fred Rogers has two grown sons, both in their late 20s. Mr. Rogers says he's never treated them harshly, and yet...
I have been angry with them. I think that it would have been too bad if I hadn't. They would have never known that that was an acceptable emotion. And everybody needs to know that it's all right to be angry.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Fred Rogers had just earned a music degree from Rollins College in Florida. It was in the 1950s, and it was in the infancy of a new and powerful medium.
I was expecting to go to seminary, but I saw some television when I was home for Easter vacation. I said, I think that's what I should do. Instead of going full-time to the seminary, I came full-time to a very new industry, and that was called television.
Fred Rogers went to NBC-TV in New York to work as a floor manager. Then he heard about a new community television station about to go on the air in Pittsburgh.
My friends at NBC thought I was crazy. I was about to become a network director. I applied to this station and became one of the half-dozen people who was selected to get it on the air.
Where Fred Rogers also wound up doing a daily children's show, later known as Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside.
The organ was at one end of the studio, and the puppet set was at the other end of the studio, and I used to have to run from one to the other, and so that's why I started wearing sneakers, so I wouldn't be heard.
Someone gave Fred a puppet of a tiger, and Rogers dubbed him Daniel.
We just cut a hole in the set. It was such a last-minute thing. I just said, for Daniel...
Hello, Josie. It's 5:04 and Columbus discovered America in 1492.
And that was all he said, and I thought maybe that would probably be all he ever would say.
Mr. Rogers is writing a series of first experience books for children. There are now six books, nicely illustrated with photographs, published in both hard and soft cover by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I was at a college graduation last week. 2,000 members of the graduating class got up and sang, It's a Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood, when I stood up.
That's Fred Rogers, better known as Mr. Rogers, for the TV show he does for preschoolers. Rogers is also writing a series of first experience books for Putnam. So far, there are six in the series. In the 1950s, Rogers helped to launch the nation's first community television station in Pittsburgh and was asked to do a daily children's show.
We hadn't planned to use puppets. We thought we would just use free films that I could get from all over the country, and we would sing songs.
But the films they planned to use on the show were old and brittle and would sometimes break, so Mr. Rogers wound up ad-libbing with his puppets.
I had a bag of puppets at home. Among them was a king and a French-looking tiger, and I mean, we just added to it. It's just unbelievable how people do things when they have to.
During his lunch hour, Mr. Rogers studied at the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, and after 8 years, was ordained as a minister in the Presbyterian Church. He took his children's show to Canada for a year, but came back to Pittsburgh in 1963 to stay.
I wonder if I were to walk into some network executive's office and present this new program called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood if I wouldn't be laughed out of the room.
If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing carefully. Look, 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 and listen, listen, listen.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.